Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I was very excited about football. I always am. Joe always says it's not alcoholic beer. He doesn't care. And he tends to be right eventually. But for me, that first preseason game, just like the first NBA preseason game, maybe not to that level, or the first spring training game, excites me because I miss the sport. And more so football than any other sport, because the football offseason is endless. It's a very, very long offseason. I mean, think about it. The Jets and Giants last played a game at the end of December or early January during your normal season. And so think about how long that's been. It's been 8 months. Think about everything that's changed in your life in the last 8 months since you watched the Jets or Giants play a football game. So I get it. It doesn't count. I get it. Don't read too closely into it. But it's football. Now, is it bad football? It's terrible football. It is absolutely awful football. And one of the awful things about the football that we watched was some of these helmet penalties, especially in the Jet game. Well, we got to see this brand new rule, which is just an absolute joke. They have major issues on their hands. And I know Mike has talked about that for a while. And others have wondered, hey, how is this rule going to be instituted? And also you factor in the new officials that are there, but how is this going to happen? And you saw this in this Falcon game, specifically with the running back, Atlanta's running back, what's the kid's name, the rookie that they drafted, where twice he got called for this new age penalty. And I think Buster Screen was called for one as well, and that may have been the play he got hurt on. So I think there's major, major concerns on how this is going to be officiated and if they're actually going to go into this football season with this call on the board. But as far as the game is concerned, look, Josh McCown has had a nice career. He's made it so long in the NFL. He had a fine year last year. The three and out that he had in the opening drive, I don't care. I don't care about Josh McCown. And based on what we saw from Teddy Bridgewater and from Sam Darnold, I don't care what the competition is. It doesn't even matter. They could have been awful. But because they played well, it adds more credence to this. There is no way in the world the New York Jets, who actually look like they have quarterbacks with talent on their roster, and they clearly do. One of them was a Pro Bowler till he had a devastating injury. The other one looked like was going to be the number one overall pick until a few weeks before the draft and ends up going number three overall. So clearly there's talent in the quarterback room. There is no way in the world we can be sitting there on Monday night watching Josh McCown as the opening day starting quarterback for the Jets. No way, no how. Now, I am more than happy to engage in a 3.5 week debate concerning Sam Darnold and Teddy Bridgewater. I think there are positives to going with either one. I don't want to read too much into what we saw on Friday night, though it was good. I mean, let's just say that. What you saw from both guys were pretty good. But the one thing that can't happen when you have a quarterback room that's as talented as the Jets have had in a long time, and that's not saying much because their quarterback room's been a joke. Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg were in that room, and congrats to Hackenberg. He has another opportunity in Philadelphia. He'll be released in a few weeks. Bryce Petty, I think he actually played well for the Dolphins in a preseason game. But when you've got those two guys in your room, and hopefully they continue to play well and stay healthy throughout this preseason, how in the world could you ever rationalize starting Josh McCown? Now, if you are someone like me, and I think I may be in the minority when I say this, that in a perfect world prefers to let Sam Darnold wait just a little bit, and maybe that's being gun-shy from what happened with Mark Sanchez, who started right away, and what happened with Geno Smith, who started right away, then the obvious answer is Teddy Bridgewater. A guy who I thought in the two drives he participated in, they ended up with 10 points, and he played real well. First of all, that third down conversion of Robbie Anderson on a third and 10, they converted on a fourth down of Jermaine Curson, which Todd Bowles actually went for. By the way, Todd Bowles, you should coach more like in the regular season as you do in the preseason, because there's no way on fourth and three from the Atlanta 43 that Todd Bowles is going for it in the regular. He's punting in the regular season. We've seen that song before, but he actually got aggressive. He got aggressive. But Teddy looked very good on that first drive. It eventually got capped off on an Isaiah Crowell touchdown reception. And the second drive that he had wasn't bad either. Sam Darnold, I thought the best part of Sam Darnold was on that two-minute drive in which he was marching them down the field. And they got a huge break on one of those unnecessary roughness helmet penalties, which set them up at the Atlanta 4. And he got hurt a little bit because Charles Johnson dropped the pass and then was called for an offensive pass interference on a third and goal from the 14, converts for a touchdown. Both guys, both Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Darnold, were very impressive in this game. And I get it. Trust me. I go in every preseason game, and I'll say this about the Giants when we get to them at 12 with Carl, where you've got to look at everything with a giant grain of salt. But there are times in which the preseason can be indicative of something. Because I remember, it's been 3 years now, believe it or not, when the Dallas Cowboys had this young quarterback who was lighting up the preseason named Dak Prescott. And healthy skepticism, who's he doing it against? Is he that good? Can we read that closely into what's happening? And because of injuries, that's the reason he got the opportunity, a pair of injuries, one to Tony Romo, the other to... who was the guy? Was it Kellen Moore? For some reason, Kellen Moore jumps into my head. I think he was the guy who got hurt. Dak Prescott was given that opportunity, and he started for the Dallas Cowboys, and the rest is history. He had a pretty damn good rookie season, and even last year wasn't half bad, though some think he took a step back. So sometimes what you see in the preseason actually can lead to things. Sometimes it doesn't. I get it. Sometimes it doesn't. But here's the one thing I always say about the preseason. Two things I say about the preseason. Number one, if you have a concern about something, some aspect of your football team, and that concern happens in preseason games, it just reaffirms what you were already worried about. And we'll get to that with the Giants. So if you had concerns about the depth of the offensive line with the New York Football Giants, that preseason game, while still not meaning that much, reaffirmed your concern about the depth of the offensive line or the depth at the cornerback position. Things like that. The other thing is you're so desperate for football, and in the Jets' case, you're so desperate to see some competence from the quarterback position. And I don't mean competence from a guy who's 39 years old who's not a part of your future, because the only competence the Jets have seen from the quarterbacks has been Ryan Fitzpatrick a few years ago and Josh McCown. Both guys weren't a part of the future. So even when they were competent and good, you never could sit back and dream. What were you dreaming about? Dreaming that they were going to lead you to the Super Bowl? Give me a break. What planet are you on thinking that Ryan Fitzpatrick is leading anybody to the Super Bowl or Josh McCown is leading anybody to the Super Bowl? So when you've got young guys for a change, one young guy was a Pro Bowler until a devastating injury, and the other young guy was the number three overall pick and showed you a lot in one preseason game, whether it's against backups or third string guys or fourth string guys, you can't help but get somewhat excited. So it was a positive. And it was fun to watch, and it was football. The football was ugly. I didn't love watching Trenton Cannon muff a punt, and he didn't look great as a returner in his opportunities. You always get worried about injuries. That's why Odell Beckham should not even see the field. I would not even show him the field if I'm the Giants. You can't risk any significant injury like that, especially to proven guys. But it's football. Yeah. But I am definitely concerned about this helmet rule. Oh, my God. Because I flipped, you know, these other games I'm not watching as closely, but this NFL Game Pass, and they don't pay me a dime, trust me. I paid in full $99 for this NFL Game Pass, and it's worth every dime. This NFL Game Pass is something else. Because here's what this NFL Game Pass does. You can watch any game, a condensed game. They show you every play in 35 minutes. So one night I couldn't sleep. I started condensing it. I started flipping around the league, looking at what's going on. And, man, they're calling some bad penalties. And I know when you institute a new rule, you kind of have a point of emphasis early on. But if they are going to call this throughout the regular season, we're going to have a major, major problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.